Welcome to the Not Just a Pony Ride podcast, presented to you by Hetra University. If you've landed here, you're probably passionate about how horses help people. This podcast is for anyone who helps others experience the benefits of horses or those who have experienced it themselves. If you're in the equine assisted services industry, we're here to help you. If you're here just to learn more, you're in the right place. Welcome to your community of like-minded people, where you will hear stories, education, science, and explanations about how what we do is so much more than just a pony ride. And now, from the Hetra campus in Gretna, Nebraska, here's your host, occupational therapist and CTRI, Katie Ott.
All right, welcome, Shelby.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. I'm excited today to talk about our time at the PATH International Region 8 / Listen Conference that was in Stillwater, Oklahoma. So Hetra University was on the road, and we took a couple of our presentations down there to a region that we are actually not from. So our home region is Region 7. And we were excited to just get to know some different professionals in a different part of the country. And we did just that.
We did. It was a really good time. There was a lot of new, fresh perspectives, and it was fun to hear different centers that maybe we haven't interacted with before presenting on different topics. And I feel like we took a lot away.
So I guess kind of our hope for our listeners today is we're going to talk a little bit about the things that we learned while we were there, and just kind of a different perspective on some trends that are happening in education right now for our field, and kind of where we see it going, and just some good things that we took away, honestly, from this conference. So I think there was a pretty heavy, I will say, focus on some administrative type topics, would you say, Shelby?
Yeah, absolutely. We heard a lot about strategic planning within our industry and a lot of different areas of what it takes to run an organization. So Joe, I'm not going to attempt his last name because I will butcher it. he is the executive director of SIRE. He presented on had a couple of really good presentations on administrative topics such as donor development and strategic planning for an organization as a whole. And those are really cool to go to. It was fun to hear him speak on the different pieces of things. We also sat through a couple of presentations on KPIs, which are generally thought about as key performance indicators, but we heard them talked about as like keeping people inspired and interested and informed, and how that would tie back into your organization, both from a culture standpoint and a sustainability standpoint. We also learned a lot about strategic planning and progression of like the horse side of things and the programming side of things. So it was really refreshing to hear a lot of that, because I think, you know, everybody hears strategic planning and they think, oh, it's hard, and it is hard. But it's nice to hear people talking about it and the importance that it brings to our industry and being sustainable if we want to be here for the long term.
Right. Cause the only way we're going to take the fear out of things like strategic planning and doing some of that is if we talk about it and we educate ourselves on it and figure out a way to make it easier. And a ton of speakers this last weekend, like, we're really doing that for us.
Yeah.
A lot more focus around data driven things too. Like, we even sat through a good presentation on
the path to data informed decisions, which I think is really, something that I think a lot of people are doing, but maybe not thinking about from a big picture standpoint. And I think something we can take advantage of as an industry as a whole. So really starting to put the data behind your progress notes for your participants, putting the data behind how much money you're spending on each of your horses, the data behind the amount of time that you spend in donor cultivation or donor retention. All of those things, I think when you put the numbers to it, and it's not that you have to have 100% data-based decision-making, but data-informed decision-making, I think, can really help with transparency and people knowing where their time and their resources are being spent.
Right. And you talked about, you had a presentation on equine strategic planning, which aligns, I feel like, with both of those things. You talked about, like, how do you strategic plan for your equines and how do you use data to inform how you're planning for that, right?
I did. We talked a lot about how much does it cost to keep a horse And we know that's going to be variable from horse to horse, but it's also variable from center to center. Mm-hmm. And what is sustainable for your program? So what's sustainable for my program might not be sustainable for your program and vice versa. But we don't know those things unless we know what the numbers look like. And then we also talked a lot about succession planning for our horses, because what happens when Steady Eddie retires? Mm-hmm. We have to have a plan so that we can continue to serve our participants and make a difference every day. So we talked a lot about that and looking at a mock herd and making some decisions about what might be appropriate for each organization that was in the room. And I think there's a lot of really good conversation around that.
Yeah, it was a super dynamic session. I sat through it and a lot of people with a lot of different ideas. And of course, we were in a different region. So the way, you know, cost for different things affects people in the South is different than where we're at. And so we just got some really cool perspectives on how people are running things. So that was fun.
Something new and exciting has come to the Not Just a Pony Ride brand. Introducing Patreon. Patreon is a subscription-based site in which we can share even more with our equine-assisted community. Join us for $5 and gain access to a ton of exciting perks. My favorite perk is probably the monthly networking call hosted by Hetra's CEO and COO. It's on the first Thursday of every month at noon. And the last few months we've done it, we have had people join us from all over the United States looking to share their struggles, success, and expertise in this field. A really cool way to connect. My second favorite perk is probably the free access to a CEU-eligible webinar every single month. That's a $10 webinar that you get for only $5 with your subscription, plus so much more like training documents, lesson plans, and a variety of other tips and tricks. It just makes sense. So don't try to recreate the wheel or spend hours looking for quality continuing education. Join us on Patreon now. The link is in the show notes below.
So yeah, that was kind of the strategic planning admin part of things, which I think was definitely a theme. We sat through some really good disability education too. Shannon Middleton, she's a speech therapist, I believe from Rock, mm-hmm. right? We sat through one on concussions, which I thought was super informative mm-hmm. and kind of outside the box, right? Like we don't really think about what happens if you sustain a concussion mm-hmm. to anybody that's in our industry in general, because we know a lot of us that are riding and working with the horses every day. I'm guessing probably the majority have at some point had some kind of a concussion or a knock or a something. So it was enlightening for me, both from a like therapeutic lens where like, what if some of my participants have a concussion, to like, I know someone who's had them or I've had them myself. And how do you take care of yourself? So it was good.
And I think one thing that I really appreciated that she presented on was it was not only about what to do when our participants have, you know, mm-hmm. taken a knock or have a concussion. So I feel like most people know, like, how do we treat that? We probably don't put them on the horse. We, you know, right. we take some precautions there, but also working in the industry we work in, like Katie said, most of us have had a concussion mm-hmm. at some point. And Shannon did a really good job of driving home, how do you work and interact with somebody who's recovering from a concussion? Mm-hmm. So I had a pretty severe concussion last year, took a few days off work, but obviously I came back to work before I was 100% recovered. It took me almost a month to run 100% recover from that. So it was really refreshing to hear her talk about how do we interact with those people when they're not on a horse mm-hmm. and what are some things we can do to help them and what are things we should watch for.
Mm-hmm. Giving them some grace and that healing for sure. She also did a presentation on epilepsy, some education on epilepsy that didn't align with our schedule. We had, I think your presentation was maybe at the same time. So it was a bummer that we missed that, but really love that disability education is out there, especially for some of those more complex, like neurological based things. Yeah. On the equine side of things, they had quite a robust lineup. And I think, I don't know if that had anything to do with us being at the OSU vet school, which as a side note, the vet school was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. It was wonderful. Such great facilities over there at Oklahoma State, that we got to do anyway, but there were some good equine farrier,
eye care and choke. There was some on clinical equine behavior, which was I didn't get to sit through that one, but everybody I heard talking about it was really impressed mm-hmm. with that one. And I think that's an important part of our industry is how do our horses present? They had some really good ones on conditioning exercises that you can implement into your program that you can have volunteers help you with, mm-hmm. which is great, right? Because it's less staff intensive if we can have volunteers helping us. Yeah, there were a lot of really good ones.
Yeah. Overall, just a really well-rounded conference, I think. A lot of equine disability education, programming stuff, but I think definitely the theme might have been some of those administrative things and the strategic planning and what's the word I'm looking for? Sustainability, like yes. center sustainability for sure.
And I think that's huge, right? Everybody coming out of COVID, we have to figure out how can we be sustainable? If we're not sustainable, we can't help people. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here to do.
That's right. So as the kind of takeaway for today is my presentation was a disability education. I did sensory and behavior regulation in equine assisted services. Was a good dynamic presentation.
It was really good. Katie did a really nice job of relating that back to therapeutic riding and how working with individuals with sensory processing disorders, how we can help them. And mm-hmm. and it was really good for me. Katie does a really cool job of comparing it to a big bucket and a small bucket. And so she had some really good visuals and
it can be a thick topic yeah, to get to.
It was, but you do a good job of keeping it really engaging.
Well, I appreciate that. So kind of as the bonus for today is we are going to do the handout that I gave everybody at our presentation, my presentation rather, I'm going to give to all of our friends over at Patreon. So if you are a Patreon subscriber, you can go over there. I'll put the link in the show notes. And you can go over there and get my handout. And then I will also put the link to the webinar. So that presentation that I did is currently a webinar on hetrouniversity.org. So if it's something that you're interested in, you can head over there. And then Shelby's is going to be presented at National Conference, right?
Yes, it will be.
So come see us in October at the International Conference in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. You're going to do that there. And then shortly after that, we will release her presentation as a webinar as well. So stay plugged into hetrouniversity.org and get all of the up and coming education and maybe, who knows, we'll have some of these themes with strategic planning and things coming our way soon. We'll see.
Yeah. I want to take a second to say a huge thank you to Turning Point Ranch in Stillwater, Oklahoma. They were our host site for the Region 8 Listen Conference.
Beautiful facility.
They had some, it's always fun to see new facilities.
It is fun.
But they had some really cool features to their facility that we left thinking, oh, that was a really cool idea. Mm-hmm. And then also to the Listen organization who hosted this event for us. And they have a whole Listen board that I know put in a ton of work to get this conference to go off without a hitch. So we really appreciate them.
We linked everybody that we mentioned in the show notes. So go click on them, explore them, and show them some love. Thanks again to everybody that invited us out and hosted us. And we hope to be back.
Yep. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for listening to another episode. Until the next one launches, stay connected to our community by joining the Not Just a Pony Ride Facebook group. There, we share exclusive educational content, answer your questions, and review new and exciting developments for the EAS community. Don't forget, if you have suggestions for future episode topics or a lead on a great guest that you think our audience would enjoy, click on the link in the show notes or visit us at hetrouniversity.org. This podcast is presented by Hetra University, an educational arm of the Heartland Equine Therapeutic Riding Academy. Hetra University's mission is to provide high-quality educational offerings to our participants and the EAS community. If you'd like to help us work toward our mission, you can make a donation by visiting us online at hetra.org. Again, I can't thank you all enough for helping Hetra change lives one stride at a time.